What is up, degenerates? We're back. I know it's shocking. I've heard people call the FBI looking for us. I know there was a call out to MI6. I think the Mounties are looking for Ben. But great news, we've escaped our captives and we're back. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Ben Steffen. Ben, how you doing? How are things in Canada?
Cold. We're hitting a cold snap again after a week of rain and all the snow disappearing. It showed up back overnight. Other than that, things are pretty good up here. Quiet.
Good. Quiet is good. I know one of the times that we tried to record in the last month, we had the cold snap here in Boston, and about an hour to a half hour before we were getting ready to go on, my power went out, so that was awesome. But yeah, things are good. Things are really good. We've got we're into the fantasy off season. The playoffs are over. Super Bowl's over. So let's talk a little bit about some of that.
Breaking news.
So Super Bowl. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I ended up running a few squares. Had some happy winners. A lot of unhappy losers. Such as the way it goes. Chiefs ended up pulling it off. For me, I enjoyed the game. I really didn't care who won as long as it wasn't Jalen Hurts. I really was happy. It was a good game. Mahomes and Kelsey were able to keep up their connection. Controversial call at the end. Well, you know, that'll be talked about for months, years, whatever it is. How did you enjoy the game, Ben?
It was pretty good. I ended up getting able to get out to my parents' place and watch about half the game with them and then head home with the girls, put them to bed, but and watch the rest by myself. So I didn't really have anybody other than a Facebook chat to talk about the call at the end. I did win some money, not on squares, but I put about two bills on Chiefs plus two and the over at 49.5 right after the NFC Championship game ended.
Nice.
So, yeah, that paid out nice. I didn't really expect Philly to win. I've been on their side all year just as a casual fan for them. But tough to beat Mahomes. He seems to have ascended past everybody else in the NFL at the quarterback position by quite a bit at this point in a lot of people's minds. I like the game. The hold was – it is what it is. I don't think it really mattered too much. I'm not sure if
it would have given
Yeah, they get
Eagles
a shot.
Time. You know what I mean? That's what it ended up being. Because
you give the Eagles time. Yeah, you give the Eagles time though. Then the Eagles go down, score. Say they tie it.
Yep.
And then you end up with what? No, then you got Mahomes probably with time, and all he really needs is, as we've seen last year, he needs 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Right. So
I mean, worst case, you go into overtime, and the result potentially ends up being the same.
Right.
So
exactly. Yeah.
It was enjoyable to watch, and I'm glad the season's over.
That was a rough season. Rough season.
It was very rough for fantasy some weeks. But we're on to we'll be on to 23 before we know it.
Draft season.
We missed out putting our Fantasy Award Show ballot out. I apologize for that. We've had a lot of things come up between Ben and I with life and other things and not able to get the episode out when we wanted. But we will be putting the ballot in the details for the show. So if you want to vote on it, great. We'll post it in the listener leagues. We do appreciate it if you do take the time. Again, I apologize for not getting out before, but it is what it is. So move on. Alvin Kamara was indicted by the grand jury for the incident last February. So there's not a whole lot on that right now, but it's more of a mention because they are moving forward with the legal side of it. So something to keep an eye on. I would assume if there is a suspension, that it will happen this year before the season starts. I know there's a video, so I would imagine that there is going to be something that comes out of this. Aaron Jones restructured his contract last week, saving, I believe, right around $6 million for the Green Bay Packers, and it keeps him in Green Bay. So I think fantasy-wise, that's a good move for him. It's a good move for us.
Another dagger to A.J. Dillon.
Yeah. I mean, you know what you have with Dillon. He's a low-end running back two or very high running back three. So we at least know what he is. We know what Aaron Jones is going into this next year. I think what that does is it gives them more money to maybe keep Rodgers another year if he comes back. You know, gives them some free agent money. We'll see what happens. But they're definitely making moves for something. You know what I mean? Trying to free up some money for something. So we'll see what happens with that.
If they dump Rodgers, do you think they become a very run-heavy team with the lack of passing options?
I don't think they have a choice. I mean, if Rodgers leaves, we know what Jordan Love is and what he isn't. So unless they draft somebody to start, where they're going to be drafting, I don't know that they'll be able to get somebody that's going to be able to start day one. Although then they got to look at a veteran. And I don't know, maybe that's what they're making money for. You know what I mean? Maybe they're looking at getting Jimmy G or Derek Carr, or maybe they want to be in the Lamar Jackson hunt. Although I doubt it, but.
Yeah, too expensive.
He's way too expensive.
It's going to cost you picks to get him, and it's going to cost you a ton of cap space to keep him. It's tough to move Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, so let's talk about him quick, and then we'll move into the other quarterback. So Jackson, I think they said four firsts. Is that right?
That's what's floating, but I don't think that can happen.
I can't imagine it would. So what I expect is, I expect the Ravens, they're shopping him around now just to generate interest. I would expect that there's two franchise tags. I think they would use the other, non-exclusive tags.
Yeah.
Okay, so the exclusive tag, the exclusive player can't negotiate with other teams. Non-exclusive, they can negotiate with other teams.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I would expect that they'll franchise tag him, that they're going to look to trade him. Because
they can still trade him after a tag, right?
Yes.
Like a tag and trade sort of thing.
I personally don't expect Lamar Jackson to play under the franchise tag. So if they tag him and they don't get a deal and they aren't able to trade him, I think he sits.
I don't know. I think he plays, but I think it's going to look a lot like this year, where if he has anything ailing him at all, he's going to sit.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, is I don't believe, and I think it's a Le'Veon Bell situation, if he gets hurt, he doesn't get paid. So he's a 13-game-a-year guy because he's going to get hurt.
Right, but if you take that tag money, that's guaranteed money, no?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I thought it was. It's only the 1 year, though. It's just not past that. That's the issue.
Maybe. I don't remember. I'll have to look more into it.
Yeah.
So we'll know more over the next couple of weeks, and I'll dig more into the franchise tags and everything, because I don't exactly remember, and I haven't had a chance to look at it. But I do see him getting tagged, and because I don't think that anybody's going to pay the price that the Ravens want for him. Because, like I said, you're only getting a 12 or 13 game quarterback, because he's going to get hurt. He's going to miss games. He has every year of his career. So.
Yeah. It's the cost of the picks plus the cost of the cap hit.
Yeah.
Like trading three picks to move up in the draft and get a quarterback that's young and super cheap is far more attractive than trading four picks for a guy that you're going to have to pay $50 million a year to.
Right.
That's a huge hit to what you can do with the rest of the team.
Right.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, I agree. So we'll see what comes with that. Like I said, I'll dig more into the tag and stuff like that, so that I can better report on it on the next episode. The other quarterback who isn't affected by any of this, Derek Carr, was released by the Las Vegas Raiders. He is currently interviewing with the Jets this weekend. He can be signed before March 15th, which is when free agency opens. So what do you look at for landing spots for Carr? I know I said to Reed yesterday that if Carr doesn't get signed by the Jets, I don't think he does get signed by the Jets. If he doesn't get signed this weekend, what do you think about Carr? Where do you think he's going? And where would you like to see him go? Personally, I'd like to see him go to the Panthers, but you may have a differing opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. He's an interesting one because I do believe he's a pretty good quarterback, like above average in the NFL, probably in the top 15, could be.
That would be where I would put
talent, it. Talent-wise, top 15. I think he's got to go to somewhere that he's a long-term option. I don't think a team's going to take him that has a high pick this year, because I think those teams are looking at drafting a young quarterback for future. Again, not spending big money, because he's going to be in like the 35 plus million range, probably over 3 to 4 years. That really takes away all your cap saving money from a rookie or a young quarterback. I'd like to see him go to, for fantasy purposes, a team like New Orleans, who doesn't have a high pick. They traded that away. That would work really well. Or Tampa. I mean, I don't really want to see him in the NFC South helping one of those teams, but both of those make a lot of sense football wise, because they have pieces to win now. They both have pretty good defenses. Tampa has the better offensive weapons, I think. But Olave, Kamara, when he's back from suspension, definitely benefit from a guy like Derek Carr versus Andy Dalton or Taysom Hill.
Yeah, no, I would agree with both of those spots. And that's why I don't think the Jets are the best option for him, is because they have weapons. Don't get me wrong. They have good offensive weapons. They have a good defense. But Carr's going to be looking for 3 to 5 years, I believe, for a contract. And if you're the Jets and you have, you know, you have a quarterback you just drafted 2 years ago, granted, he's not worked out that well. But, you know, if I'm Carr and I'm going in, I'm looking at this situation, I'm saying to myself, they want me to come in and train this guy. And you know, he's got 3 years left on his rookie deal, two in the option. Are they going to try and push me out, you know, and take the cheap option on this guy for 2 years? Like, am I a 1 year wonder here, or should I be looking at one of these other teams that doesn't have a guy in place, and I can come in and I can be the starter for 3 to 5 years? So that's why I kind of put the Panthers in that as well. And I think Frank Reich is an excellent coach, and fantasy wise, I think you guys have good weapons as well. You've already got a good defense. So you're kind of just a quarterback away from at least, you know,
that division. Yeah.
Being a contender in that, well, being able to take that division, but even being a contender playoff wise. So I think that would probably be the destination I would like to see him, is the NFC South. I think that's probably the best case for him. So we'll see. We'll see what happens this weekend, if he gets signed by the Jets, or, you know, where the interviews take him. But I think he's probably, right now, for the next couple of weeks, he's definitely the number one option that people are going to be looking at. So,
yeah, get it done now, then have a couple of weeks to plan going into free agency. Yeah, like, that's a,
well, then you know exactly where you're at with money. You can address other needs. I mean, that getting a quarterback signed pre free agency is huge. Especially because I think there's 10 or 11 teams that are in a position to need quarterback right now. So,
yeah, there's a lot of crappy quarterback play this year in the NFL, so it would make sense.
Yep.
I could see the Jets happening, just to touch on that. But I feel like the discussion with Carr would have to come with, we're moving Zach Wilson, or
I think
something
so.
Along those lines.
Yeah, I think so. And then, or some type of guarantee that, listen, you're going to be the starter, and you know, what we're trying to do with Wilson is get him a little bit of experience and move him. You know what I mean? for a pick next year, or he's only going to be the backup. They would have to give him some type of assurance so that the same situation that just happened to him in Las Vegas doesn't happen again. I mean,
I'm pretty sure if they signed Carr, they're not picking up that option on Wilson. Like, it's just not going to happen.
I would think so, but I mean, I'd have to look at what the option is. It may still be cheaper than signing a backup. You know what I mean?
I mean, you could always just draft a backup, like a late, mid to late round backup, like Stetson Bennett or something like that.
You could.
Like, he'd be a perfect backup in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a little older. He's got big game experience. I don't know. I don't think he's going to be a starter anywhere unless he wins a job out of camp. But yeah, he'd be a great backup for teams. He's really cheap, and he's not super young and immature. So
yeah. No, there will be some options. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next,
for sure,
this weekend and over the course of next week. So we'll move on to, there's 5 head coaching openings. Those have all been filled. There's been a lot of coordinators moving around. So let's get into the coaching hires. We'll start with Frank Reich, signed by the Carolina Panthers. He was the first coach to be signed. Kind of got the other ones, I think, started. Because I really think a lot of teams were waiting to see where Sean Payton would go before they made their decisions. So Frank Reich, fired midseason in Indy, comes to the Panthers, still doesn't have a quarterback, the poor bastard. Can't go anywhere that has a franchise quarterback. But this gives him the option or the opportunity to go through free agency, look at some of the veterans that are out there. You guys have a fairly high pick, so he has the option to draft a guy. How do you feel about Frank Reich and that signing? And what do you think is the direction he goes? And then touch on Thomas Brown being signed this week, too, as your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, so I thought it was a great hiring. Looking at who we interviewed and who was coming through, I was just terrified that it was going to be Kellen Moore. That would have been a very Tepper move. I'm glad he went a different direction with a guy with some experience that's pretty respected around the league. And it looks like they're throwing their money around for all of their positions. They stole the defensive coordinator that was rumored to be going to the Vikings, also former Rams coach. And then Thomas Brown, also brought in from the Rams. They brought in Deuce Daly over from Detroit. All of these seem like Frank Reich's kind of moves and the things that he impressed with in the interviews. And like Matt Rhule was getting his buddies, his Temple buddies, or his old college buddies. And that was terrible. None of those guys really had NFL experience. This makes it feel like you have a real front office who could definitely lead this team going forward. I hope we pick a quarterback in the first round, whether it's trading up for somebody. I do have some preferences over who I would like that to be, but I think this coaching staff could turn any one of them into a pretty good player with the right system, and some of the weapons that we have definitely help that way. The cost savings of a rookie quarterback, I keep coming back to that, but that's huge. We are pretty strapped for the cap this year. I'm excited. If we can get an offense that looks like the Rams offense the year they won the Super Bowl, that would be awesome to go with a pretty good defense. Yeah, I'd like to see CJ Stroud. I'd like to see Richardson because we love our running quarterbacks in Carolina. And obviously going with Bryce Young would be great, but I just don't think he'll be there. And I don't think we're moving up to one. So those are the guys that I'd like to see coming in. As far as veterans, Carr's just too expensive. If you can get a guy who can come in and compete for a starting job opposite Stroud and Richardson or Corral, like, that would be nice to see, because right now he's the only guy in our quarterback room. But yeah, I'm just happy it wasn't Kellen Moore. I'm happy it wasn't Sean Payton. Can't stand that guy. Frank Reich, I'm kind of excited with the moves that the Panthers have been making in the front office for the offseason.
Yeah. Honestly, I think Reich was probably the best hire you guys could have made. Thomas Brown coming in, he's a running backs coach. He was the assistant to Sean McVay last year. I like the hire. I really do. I would like to see them give Corral an opportunity to play, see what you got. But I understand new coach, new scheme. He may go a different direction.
Yeah, and I think Reich's been burned by the veteran route for years now, and he's not going to go that way. He's going to get a guy that he can mold, I think.
The more I think about it, the more I think he does, because, you know,
yeah,
going to Indian and having Andrew Luck retire. Obviously, you're not going to be signing a guy in free agency and having the guy come in to camp and say, oh, you know what, fuck you guys, I'm out. Unless it's Aaron Rodgers. That's always possible with him. So if they did go the veteran route, I would think he would be more comfortable than he has been in the past. But he has not had luck with bringing guys in and having them work out. But he's also been going after, with the exception of Wentz, he's been going after older quarterbacks at the twilight of their careers, and, you know, trying to bridge a year here or a year there. But he hasn't had luck in the draft with quarterback either. So it's going to be interesting to see what direction they go. I know as a fan, you always want to see them go up and get the next Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also wondering if they don't trade down, fill some other holes, get some other pieces, because you guys need a running back. Let's face it. You don't have that star running back on your team right now. And you have a good running backs coach now as your offensive coordinator, who also played running back. So, mm-hmm. you know, you got two offensive-minded guys. You have a good defense already. It wouldn't surprise me if they did move down a little bit, or if they stayed right there and took a running back. So,
at nine,
yeah,
that'd be crazy.
It would be crazy, but
if they haven't done anything to the quarterback position at that point,
if they don't pick
a running back at nine, they're going to get crucified.
No. Taking the running back at nine would mean that they did something at quarterback in free.
Okay.
So we would know, or at least have an idea going in. If they haven't addressed quarterback, they're taking a quarterback at nine. That's where they'll trade up to do it.
Yeah. I could also see free agency going, trying to keep Foreman, running Foreman and Chuba again. Or if you can't keep Foreman and he wants money, go in and get the guy that Deuce Daly loved and Detroit and picking up Jamal Williams.
That's
a great, great stop gap till you're at a point where you need to spend money on a running back.
Cause it
right
is.
Now I don't think we're in like the win today.
No, there's a ton of running backs that are,
oh yeah,
which guys that are going to be free agents this year. So
it seems like it. So
I think Chuba did all right enough down the stretch that, he's a cheap option that they can run with. What's the other kid's name? Blackshear?
Yeah.
He looked okay for the opportunities he got. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a new offense. They're going to have to see what they have. But you also have Brown coming over from the Rams. Do you think they may go after Henderson?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? He's another reasonable bridge with what you have for talent. He's not going to be super expensive. So...
yeah, that's the only thing. I just don't want to go pay for a guy. Like, if a guy like Joe Mixon gets cut as a cap casualty for a team that needs to pay for a bunch of big names,
yeah,
that's just too much money. I don't think I'd want to go that route.
No, I wouldn't either, but I would expect him to go, I think Sanders is a free agent too, right? He can be cut.
Mm-hmm. Also too much money.
Potentially. Yeah. Potentially. But we'll see. There's going to be a lot of running backs available, so they'll have options there, which maybe the way that they go and go with quarterback in the draft. So the Panthers have a lot of options, but they don't have a lot of money. So we'll see what ends up happening there. We'll move on to the next coach and the big name of coaching hires this season was Sean Payton to the Broncos. I like this move for the fantasy pieces there. I like it for Russell Wilson because I don't think he's done. I think a lot of the problems in that offense were coaching. And I think Sean Payton can really make a difference there. Do you think, obviously they have some question marks at running back, depending on when Javonte Williams comes back. He looked great when he was out there. Do you look for them to grab a veteran running back? Do you think they move on from Cortland Sutton? What do you think of the Broncos offense fantasy-wise with Payton coming in?
It's got to prove it to me first. I think I'm just going to, like last year, avoid a lot of this team. Yeah, it's tough to say just because – I hope Russ turns it around. Like, it was kind of sad to watch that team go from juggernauts at preseason to terrible all year, especially with a good defense. I think Russ bounces back. I don't think they move on from Sutton. I feel like they're still trying to trade Jerry Jeudy for some reason.
Yeah, which is crazy.
They were doing that all off during the season, I guess, in November, December, trying to move him. Unless Javonte is not back, I don't see them trying to bring in somebody to take running back one snaps.
I don't think it's a big name. I think they would go after an older veteran like a
they'll definitely back do that. Or like a Mark Ingram or something like that. That can play 2-3 role and then have a really nice 2-3 just in case he's not back or to buy time. Yeah, but like I said, it's kind of a wait and see. I'm not sure the changes are going to be seen immediately on this team. And I really hope he can change Russ for the better.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. He did really well with another short quarterback with Drew Brees. So
he did.
I mean, we'll see what he does.
For myself, I'm in on Russ. I'm in on Jeudy. I'm in on Sutton. I'm in on Williams. And a lot of those guys you can buy at a reasonable price right now because of the way the season went.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can grab those guys before free agency for a decent price or maybe a small discount, I'm going to go out and get them. I'm definitely not going to overpay for any of them. So I'm going to be frugal with my picks or my other players. But definitely guys I'm targeting because of Payton coming in. And I think the long-term value there with those guys is going to be huge.
Yeah, it's nice that there's some optimism there again.
Yeah. I mean, we had a ton of optimism there last offseason. So.
I mean, it's getting burned again.
But
like
I don't
3 weeks so. In, though, we were all off that bus so
yeah.
fast.
Yeah, no, that bus crashed quickly, and everybody was off the Broncos. So,
yeah.
The next hiring was D'Amico Ryans, returning to Houston, was a player there for several years. Now he's coming back as the head coach. I believe the only black head coach that was hired replaces Lovie Smith. I'm excited for this. I really am. I think he actually gets an opportunity in Houston being a former player there. I think they give him a little more respect than they've given the last two coaches. He's a defensive-minded guy. They had a pretty solid defense at the end of the year. I think Lovie Smith did a pretty decent job with that. So he's coming in, inheriting a team that needs a quarterback. Need some help at wide receiver. They got a couple of young guys, but they, I think, have their running back right now. They need some O-line help. I kind of think that they may go after Jimmy Garoppolo, but they have a very high pick, and I think they definitely are taking a quarterback in the draft. But I'm wondering if they don't grab a veteran so they don't have to start the guy right away. Because there's a lot of holes on this team. There's a lot of things to fix. And he's coming from a team where they've done well with developing young quarterbacks. So I'm wondering if he doesn't try to do the same thing. What do you think about D'Amico Ryans and the Texans?
Oh, I think it was a great hire. I don't see them passing on a quarterback at two. They're in a great spot where someone's probably going to jump into the Bears spot to take one of the guys at the top two, but I think they'll get whoever they want after that. And if the Bears don't trade out, you know for sure you're getting your pick of all the quarterbacks because they're not taking one unless they traded Fields. So that's nice. He's going to get his choice of guy right out the gate, which coaches love to have their guy. Decent defense, decent weapons, big Nico Collins guy. I like that. And then Pierce should be pretty good with that, with Ryan's moving in. Cause I think they're going to be a running team for a little bit till the passing game gets going, but they have more picks too. Don't they have another first?
I believe they do have another first later.
The Browns first, yeah. Which isn't that high, or which isn't that low.
It's in the mid teens, late teens.
Yeah, that's another good pick. They could definitely address the O line from there. They got some money to spare in free agency as well because they're not paying any quarterbacks any crazy amount of money right now.
No, he still has Davis Mills, which is another option as a bridge to get the young, you know, whoever they draft up to speed.
I'd be surprised if they picked up a guy who's going to be looked at as the current starter versus letting your number one or number two pick go. Like, you got to let him go. I don't think you can pick Bryce Young or CJ Stroud and not start them right away.
I mean,
I just find it like that'd be tough.
It's tough to sell, but here's the thing. There's a reason you have the number two overall pick. Your team fucking sucks. So you have problems on offense. You can't score. You put a guy out there. They're usually not ready. It takes them. Look at Trevor Lawrence is a perfect example. Trevor Lawrence came on this last year, but they were fucking bad last year.
He come on if he doesn't have that year of getting used to the NFL?
I still think he does because I still think he gets time. Look at how Patrick Mahomes spent a year behind.
But he wasn't a one or two.
He wasn't.
Like, second overall pick.
He wasn't.
Like, when's that ever happened? That the second or
third overall pick? It doesn't, usually, because the teams are so invested in that pick and that player. Yeah. But some of them don't develop well. They struggle, and you end up with Baker Mayfield. So I'd rather, if they have the opportunity to take the guy and give him a few weeks before they stick him out there. I mean, I think Fields last year benefited. I mean, 2 years ago benefited from not starting until later in the season because he had time to get caught up. And it really showed last year because he took off.
Yeah, I agree with that. But if you bring in Jimmy, that's your starter for that year.
If you bring in Jimmy, Jimmy's going to be your starter until he gets hurt.
Right. That's the problem.
So but that frees you up to maybe trade back. You can take a guy. If you're not in love with what's viewed as the top one or two guys, you can move back a few spots and take the guy that you want and grab some more picks and do some other things. That's more what I'm getting at with them taking like a Jimmy. Yeah.
I think teams are going to fall in love with Bryce Young, CJ Stroud. Richardson's combine is going to make him skyrocket because the guy's a freak. And Levis's massive arm as well. Those guys, the quarterbacks rise after the combine. Like after this week, it's going to be quarterback season and everybody's going to be trading up or talking about trading up. It's going to be crazy.
But it doesn't work out more times than it does.
No, but at two, they don't have to play the game.
No, they don't.
We've got to get one of them. We can get the one we want.
They can take the guy they want. So
right.
They have options. And I would assume that they most likely will take a quarterback. But I just have to wonder if he doesn't approach it a little bit differently than what most people are thinking. That's more where I'm going with it. Because he knows what he has with Jimmy. Because he's been there with him for 5 years.
Yeah. So. Too risky as a rookie head coach to not do it. You know what I mean?
I do. And it, I think he gets pressured into it. I don't think he has a choice. Yeah. I think he has to take a quarterback at two. So we'll move on from him to the unknowns, I guess. Shane Steichen. His name, the head coach of the Colts. He was the Eagles' offensive coordinator. Offensive coordinator. So he's been the OC there, I believe, for 2 years. This one is interesting, but I don't hate it as much as I do hate the next one. So I am not really sure how I feel about this as far as for fantasy, because we really don't have a lot of information. I mean, he's done great with how he's turned Jalen Hurts around in 2 years. So I would imagine you've already got an excellent running game. So I would think that they probably go after one of the more mobile quarterbacks in the draft.
Yep.
And you know, most likely try to build a similar offense to what the Eagles have right now, with a ground and pound game. You got excellent running backs to do that with. You got a couple of good receivers already with Pittman and I mean Campbell was okay. There's a couple other young guys that showed flashes. So quarterbacks are the biggest thing. They definitely need some offensive line help as well to support the running game. So I'm optimistic with this one, but I'm not running out to buy any Colts. How about you?
No, I don't think I'm going for any options on that team. Like, I'm not paying for Jonathan Taylor. I'm not paying for Campbell or for Pittman.
Would you?
If I have them, I'm happy, but I'm not going out to buy them unless they're cheap.
Would you sell Taylor right now?
No.
At a premium? If you could get
a premium. At a premium?
Yeah, if you could get a premium.
For sure. But you're not getting it. That's the problem. Like, you're not getting McCaffrey value out of him. You're not getting Saquon value out of him.
No, you're definitely not with the
with
them coming off the injury.
Right. So this hire, I know Eagles fans were definitely disappointed that he left. And it's kind of funny to watch the Colts continue to try to steal things that made the Eagles good.
I know. I know.
But this one should be good. Like, it's an offensive coach, which that team is definitely gearing up to be an offensive team.
Dare I say anybody would be better than Jeff Saturday?
Oh God, yeah. Didn't matter. The fact that he got an interview was hilarious, but I think they had to.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, and they're gonna go the mobile quarterback route because they pick 5, something like that. Fifth.
So
I think they're going to move for the mobile quarterback of the group, and they could definitely snipe Richardson from a team.
Do you see them trying to move up? Would they be somebody that would try to move up in front of the Bears to get that number one overall pick? Because they probably need a quarterback more than anybody else in the draft right now.
They're probably the team most ready for a quarterback like that to come in and make the playoffs in a trash division.
Mm-hmm.
You could definitely see it. They could go for Bryce.
That's what I'm wondering. Because I think he's a great fit for that offense.
Yeah.
Or what I would envision that offense to be.
You gotta kind of though weigh how much different is it going to be going from Bryce Young to Anthony Richardson or to Levis or someone like that. And losing 2, 3, 4 picks to do it. That's the tough part. I don't know.
It is. No, it's it's definitely a big cost. So
yeah,
we'll see how the combine, everything works out. That's just my thought is, he's got to make a splash. He's got to get a guy that's going to fit his offense. And I think Bryce Young is a guy that can. I think there's a couple other people that probably can as well, that might be better choices. But
yeah, I think we have Lovie Smith to thanks for this this draft and how exciting it's going to be with the movement.
Yeah.
By the Texans winning that game at the end of the year. Yeah, that was a blessing.
Yeah, because it makes that number one pick achievable.
Crazy wild card, too. Who knows what's going to happen with it? There's 8 to 10 teams that could trade for it.
Yeah. Well, and there's quarterbacks and top-end talent that will justify moving up to that pick to get. You know, even, if a team doesn't trade up for a quarterback, there are other guys that are worth that 101. So,
yeah, who knows what happens there? And then who even knows if the Bears, they might even use it and move Fields. Like, who knows?
Right. So let me ask you this.
Like, the options go around.
So crazy. If you're the Colts, would you be calling the Bears and saying, hey, you guys moving Justin Fields?
For sure.
You know, I mean,
be a lot cheaper than getting the pick.
I think so. And I think he's another guy. He's a mobile quarterback that with some decent weapons, with a good coach, maybe the Colts are a decent fit. And he's a guy that might be able to help a guy like Fields out that has some arm talent and has good legs with a good running game behind Taylor. Maybe that's an avenue that they pursue and the Bears take their number one pick.
Yep. Could definitely do that.
I mean, I certainly would give up the 104 or the 105, whichever pick it is that they have for Justin Fields.
Well, and it makes a ton of sense from the Bears' point too. You reset the clock on that rookie contract. Mm-hmm. You get more pieces. You don't move back that far.
Wouldn't move back at all. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're actually,
yeah.
If you get another early first,
oh yeah, true. Yeah,
let's argue you're way ahead of the game because now you're a new coach. You get the guy you want. You're not using somebody else's guy.
Yeah, you get two top five picks.
Yeah, I mean that's huge.
And yeah, you get your quarterback, and then can do whatever to address whatever you want with that fourth pick, whether you trade it back again.
Right.
Like, you got to be playing Madden as the Bears GM right now.
Yeah. No, I think I think that would be a good fit. If I'm the Bears, I'm reaching out to Colson saying, hey, I know noticed you're looking for a quarterback.
Yep.
Let's talk. All right, so we'll move on to the last guy, the last head coaching hire. This one, to me, is more of a head-scratcher. And honestly, I think it's just more of the Cardinals. Jonathan Gannon is hired as their head coach. He was the defensive coordinator in Philadelphia. I mean, the Eagles have had a great defense this year. There's no arguing what he's done there. But I think he's literally been a coach like 2 years in the NFL, if I'm not wrong, or it's something to that effect. He doesn't have a ton of experience calling plays. You're coming in on a team where your franchise quarterback is going to miss probably half the season. Like,
I think this is a fuck it year for the Cardinals.
Oh, I definitely think it is. But like, as much trouble as they've had, I mean, they had a decent team with Kingsbury. You just couldn't get them there. Like, I think they've taken a step back. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this guy will come out and wow everybody. But I don't know. I really don't know what to think of this. I kind of don't like the hire, but I really don't know what to think or what to make of this. And I'm really not excited about any Cardinals at all this year. So
no, once they move DeAndre Hopkins, it's out for all of them.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a couple of younger guys, like Hollywood Brown's there. You're not going to be able to move him because you're not going to get any value out of him. There's a couple younger guys that flashed last year that I like the talent. But it depends on who they're going to bring in, if they're going to bring Colt McCoy back, if they're going to hire another, you know, veteran backup to fill in for the time being. There's a lot of question marks here. I know Kyler's contract is high. You're obviously with a new coach. Do you try to trade him?
You can't.
I mean, I don't think now. You can either. I think the cost is too high. I don't think anybody's going to pay what you'd have to get out of him.
For a guy who's not going to play till
I'm trying to look at some of the teams that are, you know, obviously going to take a year off and say, well, maybe, you know, could they do this? But I don't think so. Like, I don't think anybody's going to pay that price.
It's the same as, well, it's worse than Lamar. You're not going to get, like, it's for a team trading for Kyler would be worse than, I'd rather trade for Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Knowing that he's going to play now, the cost is going to be close to the same. And Lamar's not a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you're a team that needs a guy like Kyler Murray or wants a guy like Kyler Murray, and you're going to trade for him this season, you're basically forfeiting this year and forfeiting future draft picks. You're going to be stuck in the same position the Cardinals are in right now.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it would be a good move. I saw the question come up and
yeah,
I wanted to talk about it.
I don't think it would make sense before his contract.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have. All right, so move on. That's all the head coaching hires. We'll see what happens with the Cardinals. I think if they take a year off, I'm not real optimistic about anything there.
Yeah.
this one's a lot more interesting to me. Kellen Moore moves on from Dallas Cowboys to the Los Angeles Chargers as the offensive coordinator. I'm excited about this move.
Same.
He's done a lot for Dak. He's done a lot for Schultz. There, you know, his offense has been quite good in Dallas. So I think the Chargers may be able to make that step forward that they were looking to do last year with him as the OC. I like it for Eckler. I like it for the wide receivers. Obviously, I would expect Keenan Allen to be moving on. But I think Josh Palmer is able to step in. He showed a lot of promise this year with Mike Williams out off and on, with Keenan Allen out when he was the tight end position. I think takes a big step forward with Kellen Moore there. What do you think about this move and the fantasy value for the Chargers offense?
Oh, I like it a lot. Whatever stops Brandon Staley from screwing up that offense, will be nice. Like you said, he definitely did a lot for Dak, and he's got a better quarterback to work with now with Herbert. I think this team definitely drafts a wide receiver at some point. Definitely don't see Keenan Allen back. Eckler is going to still be the guy that carries the load for that offense. Optimistic that we see an even better Justin Herbert season. He's the one I'm most excited for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's the guy a lot of people are down on. He's a guy that I've been trying to buy in the offseason for a reasonable price. So I think he's someone you can still get at a decent value where you're going to get a much better return from next year.
Yeah, and they still have a first this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would anticipate they take a wide receiver in the mid-teens.
They're 21st.
21. So at 21, I would think that they take a wide receiver there or with their second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes a big difference. They've got a lot of young talent on the roster. So
defense is good.
Defense is good.
O-line's good. So, running game's good. Quarterback's great. Wide receivers where they need it. And I think that team, if they get a stud, they could be chasing KC for.
Yeah, they at least could be competing in the division again.
Yeah.
So,
no, good hire.
Staying in that division, Super Bowl's over. Eric Bieniemy has signed as the offensive coordinator with the Commanders, leaving Kansas City. Good move for him career wise, not because he's leaving Kansas City, but because he keeps getting overlooked for head coaching jobs. And I think separating himself from Andy Reid for a year or two, and as long as he can be successful, that will help him with getting a job as a head coach. Tough to leave, you know, the offense you're leaving and the quarterback that you had with Mahomes. But if you want to move up in the league, obviously he has to do something different because he's continually being looked over. What do you think this – how do you think this affects the Commanders' quarterbacks, offense? I mean, they've got young wide receivers that are pretty good too. Their running game's not terrible. I'm a bit optimistic for to see what he can do with that team. How about you?
Well, I'm hoping they give Howell a shot. If he gives Howell a shot, they got some pretty good running backs. They got some pretty good wide receivers. All he has to do is take a step forward for that offense, and KC's offense take a step back, and he proves himself.
Right.
That it wasn't all Andy Reid. Like, that's all he needs to be successful. It doesn't even have to be a drastic step forward. Just make that Commanders a little bit better. They already had a pretty good team that was in the division race for – not the division race, but in the playoff race most of the season. Like, they were in that spot.
Yeah. No, and they have a good defense already.
I think they could be a good team.
So, I do too.
A sleeper team for sure.
And I think we do get to see Howell. I think he proved enough at the end of the season.
Is anybody else on roster at this point, though?
Wentz is still, right?
Still can't? I don't know.
I think Wentz is still, but...
I think that's over, though.
I know. It's over. It's definitely over. Yeah. So I think Howell is going to be your week one starter. And I do think that he will fit what Bieniemy can do with the offense and what... he's not Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying that. But I think the style of offense that Bieniemy likes to run that they can use Howell with as well.
Yeah, slightly mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, who can run if he has to. Isn't Jalen Hurts or Lamar or anything like that.
He's not a run first guy. He's got an arm.
Can move if he has to and can throw. Yeah.
So I'm very optimistic for that. For that offense now. So we'll see what happens. And with his departure, there are rumors of my favorite coach in the NFL, Matt Nagy, taking over as the offensive coordinator in Kansas City. So your slight step backward could be a very big possibility with Matt Nagy taking over.
Yeah.
We'll see if that happens. There's strong rumors that it's going to. At least Mahomes is already Mahomes, so Nagy can't ruin him. But that would be such a bad decision, I think.
I mean, you have Andy Reid insulating all the decisions anyway.
You do, but... So,
and you have a really good quarterback, and you have probably one of the best tight ends of all time.
Yeah.
It's hard to make that offense bad. I think they proved that by having really no wide receivers and still being one of the best offenses in the league. Like, if they get anybody this offseason as a wide receiver, they draft one, they sign one, trade for DeAndre Hopkins, something like that, it's going to be really hard for Matt Nagy to screw that up. But we'll see.
I would think you would be correct, but we'll see. Matt Nagy could fuck up a wet dream. Speaking of fucking up a wet dream, with the departure of Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy has taken over the play calling in Dallas. So I'm selling all of my Cowboys.
Good luck.
I know. This is, you're still going to keep CeeDee Lamb. You're still going to keep Schultz. We'll see what happens with Pollard. And I think Dak's enough Dak that he's not going to be completely ruined by this. But I'm interested to see what direction McCarthy goes. Like I say, we'll see what happens with Pollard on what they do at the running game. You knew this was coming. I guess it's not really a surprise. You knew this was coming. We kind of talked about it a little bit last year. With McCarthy, I feel bad for Eric being a Cowboys fan because it's just more of the same. They got a team that should be really good, and they just can't seem to find somebody to lead it. So we'll see. I'm not happy about it, but like I said, we saw this coming.
Yeah, I think you still keep Dak on your fantasy teams. I think you still keep CeeDee Lamb. He's the target. The running backs and probably not touching, just Pollard's injury. Who knows how long that's going to be. Zeke is shown he's fallen off a cliff.
Well, Pollard's a Schultz, free agent too, so.
Schultz, I think they're keeping him. They're going to tag him.
I would expect that they do, but.
It really depends what his health's like going in. Like, if it's an optimistic that he's going to make it back for start of the season or only a couple weeks in, I think they keep him.
Yeah.
Schultz you keep, but I think everybody takes a bit of a step back.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
So, a couple more. Dave Canales was the quarterback's coach in Seattle this last year. Moves to the offensive coordinator position in Tampa Bay. There's small speculation. I don't think it happens, but does Geno Smith follow him to Tampa with that glaring opening at quarterback there? I think Seattle's going to do everything they can to get him signed, so I don't see that happening. But I do. What I do look at this is he's a guy that's been successful with a veteran quarterback who was kind of out of the league. Let's face it, he rejuvenated Geno's career. You know, there could be a couple of guys in the same position he could bring in. You already have the wide receivers. You got a couple of young running backs. Obviously, Tampa had a lot of veterans on one and 2 year contracts, so they should have plenty of cap space. What do you look at with this OC hiring, and where do you think the offense goes as far as fantasy?
Yeah, I think you're going to see Tampa kind of blow it all up. Like, I don't think a lot of the guys are going to be around. There's rumors already of Mike Evans potentially being moved out.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Do you
Lenny's probably on that. Moved
early?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I think he probably wants out.
I would think
as
so.
As well. I think it makes sense for the team to move on from a big contract. It makes sense to restart. Like, they're kind of needle everything at this point. Like, everybody's older.
Yeah.
They really don't have a lot of young guys. Their quarterback is gone. Like, there's so many questions. That team could be really bad this year. Godwin, I think, is the only one they're going to hold on to just because he is a really nice luxury for a young quarterback if they bring one in.
I mean, you have Godwin. They've got Gage for a couple of years. You've got Kate Otten that they just drafted last year. They got who's the running back kid? The kid they drafted last year.
I can't remember his name
either. I can't remember. I'll think of it. But they have him, and he came on fairly well towards the end of the season while Fournette was struggling. You know, they need some help at offensive line. Those guys are a little older. The defense, they've got a pretty decent secondary. They got some middle-aged and young linebackers. So I don't think the defense suffers as bad, but they do have a glaring hole at quarterback. And, you know, there's some pieces that they're going to need. So I would agree with you, moving on from Evans is a good option because it's going to free up money. You can probably get draft pick, some younger guys. So, we'll see what happens with that. But I do look for them to make some moves in free agency with moving some players out. So that'll wrap up the coaches. We got the NFL Combine this week, so we'll be able to look at all the rookies starting on Thursday. We got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday with the Combine. And free agency will be officially opening on March 15th. So I don't really have anything else. I think that's going to wrap us up for the week. Ben, you got any parting words?
No, I'm very excited for this offseason. I think we're going to see a lot of movement. A lot of hype is going to come out of this week with the Combine starting. I'll definitely be trying to catch some of the action, if not just highlights. Especially as a team with a top 10 pick, as a Panthers fan, I'll be very excited to see what happens. And then I just want to see some better quarterbacking in this league. So I hope the top 4 to 5 guys can really shine this year and make some of these dog teams some good teams again. And then that all leads up to March 15th when everything really pops off with free agency and all the big money spending, the restructurings, the cut days. I like the off season quite a bit, especially after a bum season this year for fantasy. The optimism starts again this week.
Nope, I agree with you. I will be watching football from Thursday when it starts until Sunday when it ends. Trying to keep an eye on the fantasy relevant players so I can start doing my research and really digging in like I usually do, because this is a time when you can put the research in, where you can pick those gems up like Pierce that nobody really knows about until midway through the summer. You know, you can find the quarterbacks that are going to be Zach Wilson, or hope to find the ones that are going to be Zach Wilson so you can avoid them. So yeah, it's going to be a busy week. We want to thank you guys for listening. Sorry that we've been on kind of a break. It wasn't planned, but we're back. Like I said at the beginning, the Fantasy Award Show ballot, we'll have that out. I'll put it in the description for the show for this episode, and we'll look at it and go over it either next week or the week after, probably the week after, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of combine stuff to talk about next week. So thank you for listening. You can find Ben at DaydreamingFF on Twitter, at Rockstar12, 2Ks, 2Rs, Sleeper. You can find me at the FF Degenerate on Twitter, Solinator in Sleeper. You can reach out to us, send an email to the show, ddfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.daydreamingdegenerates.com, and our Facebook page. Search for the Daydreaming Degenerates Fantasy Football Podcast, and we also have a Patreon if you want to help support the show. That's also the Daydreaming Degenerates Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you all for listening.